Nobody else? My kids used to ask, "Dad, didn't you write this?" I've had so many of those.
Hello. How are you?
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Nobody on it.
All right. This time I'm going to call the public hearing open. First matter is O01-2018, amending section 58-86, et al. Tax vehicle license, town vehicle license tax. Easy for me to say. I'd like to add to that.
Mr. Mayor, we're going to respectfully request that that be tabled. We're going to pull that for now. We got into reviewing that a little closer, and there's going to be some further changes. We're going to have to repeal some additional language in the in that ordinance. So, if you so wish, we'll go ahead and pull that ordinance and take that matter up at another time.
Okay. So we will need to have another public hearing once we have everything.
Yeah,
together.
I believe so. I think the changes are that substantial.
Okay. Not a problem. So we're going to strike that from the public hearing tonight, and we're going to move on to item number two and leave the floor to you, Mr. Town Manager.
Yeah, this ordinance is a simple change to section 62-6, and basically what we're doing is changing the date of when water and sewer charges that remain unpaid and when water services will cease, kind of brings it in keeping with our current policy, the way we currently do business. The ordinance as it's stated now stated that the unpaid balances were due on the 29th day of the month. We would like to go in and change that to the 24th day of the month. So a simple change, but yet it still requires public comment to that change.
All right. Does anyone have anything to bring forward at this time during the public hearing? All right. Anything from council at this time? On that? All right. Well, then I'm going to close the public hearing. And I will open up the regular town meeting. Easy for me to say tonight. Who? Did you put anything in my water? Anything, Councilman? I wondered. Who? All right, let's call it to order. Let's start right here. We go.
Ms. Miller?
Here.
Mr. Andrick?
Here.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Here.
Mr. Shepherd?
Here.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Here.
Mr. Rudy?
Here.
Mayor Miller.
I think everybody knows I'm here. All right, thank you. At this time, please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very good. All right. Now, do we have any agenda addition, deletion, or changes to come before us this evening?
I do, Mr. Mayor. We will strike or delete item number 2 under the old business, amending section 58-86, the town vehicle license fee.
Okay. Since that was brought up in the public hearing and brought back in today, we will not need that to be motion and second on. So, duly noted. Anything else?
I believe that's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
All righty. Here from the visitors, I do not have anything. No one signed up. Just welcome everyone. I see we have 2 young members with us this evening. I'm glad you were here to keep your father straight. I'm glad you're here. You're welcome anytime. All right. Remarks and recommendations from the mayor. We've got a pretty busy slate this evening, so I'm just going to keep it to the agenda. Are there any remarks from the council? All right. Keep on rolling. At this time, we do have a presentation. It's a resolution for April 2018, National Autism Month. Young lady, if you would like to take the podium.
Thank you. Well, I didn't get to speak last year, but I'm here today.
Good. Well, the floor is yours.
Great. Well, I'm Heather Janelle. I am the chairman of the Special Education Advisory Committee with Shenandoah County Public Schools. I'm a parent of a child with autism, and I'm also the chief operating officer for Moms in Motion. We're a statewide organization that works with many of our children here in the county to provide resources with disabilities. So every year, the SEAC committee, which is voted on by our school board, we try to hit all of the town councils to present and proclaim as April is Autism Awareness Month. So this is our mission for this month, and last year we were very successful. We were able to succeed with having all 6, and we're hoping that that's going to happen this year. To tell you a little bit about what we do here in the community, as well as what autism is, autism affects the national average is 1 in 68 children are now diagnosed with autism. There isn't a cure. There is no picture fit. This is the diagnosis, this is what this individual may or may not physically appear to have. Every child, every adult is different, which is why it's a spectrum disorder. It is also considered a brain disorder and a social disorder. So there may be behavioral issues that may occur, there may be communication concerns, and most individuals who do have a diagnosis go through a roundabout of therapies. Being that I do work in this industry, and from my own personal experience as a parent, Taylor was diagnosed at 3, and if it wasn't for the school system saying, hey, be on alert, we have all these wonderful things that we can provide for you, being even here in Shenandoah County, which is absolutely amazing. We have a lot more here to offer than most of our surrounding counties. So we work hard to make sure that our students and our children are prepared for the future. One of the big things that we do every year as a committee is we provide a resource fair for the public. It's usually held at the Central Campus in October. But this is a disability resource fair for infants through adulthood. And this is encompasses all the type of resources that can be available, anywhere from disability lawyers to Department of Social Services to doctors, therapists, the Wall residents, which provides work opportunities for these individuals here in the community, which we are very blessed to be able to say that Shenandoah County supports our students. Many of our individuals have graduated and are working within our community, and I have to personally thank the businesses that do support these individuals, because in many cases with our education system and the way that we have now designed things for the autism community, there is success, and those rates go up year after year. So thank you for the businesses that continue to support and employ. Many of our individuals have gone through what is called at Central High School, it's our life program, which teaches these individuals how to have life skills, how to balance a checkbook. In fact, they have to turn in their rent every month to Missy, the principal over at Central. So it's teaching them how to balance a checkbook. They create their own currency, which, again, how to deal with money. They have chores that they do. It's an entire area of Central High School that was a converted locker room, which is now like an apartment complex. So they go to work every day, and they learn, they're involved with the community, they volunteer, they exercise, because that's part of your daily living skills. They learn how to cook, and then they are also, we work with them through work programs, to be able to have and fulfill jobs here in the community. So it is a big concern here in our county. Autism is on the rise. Within the last year, the last 5 years, it's increased by 30%. And like I said, there isn't a cure, but that doesn't mean once there's a diagnosis that that's the end all be all. There's very successful rates of individuals who do have autism. So I want to thank you again for supporting our children and our adults here in the community. A lot of them are working here in this area in Mount Jackson. So as a committee, and we fight for these students, we work with the Board of Supervisors, we work with the school board when it comes to budget concerns, to making sure that education is a priority and that they can become good citizens within our community. I brought with you, with myself today, these are something that you may see in a classroom. These are what are called hand fidgets. And this is something that may be used for keeping busy hands calm. But I brought one for everybody. But it's a little ball that's inside here. Some of the students may utilize them. They may chew on them. They may keep their hands busy. It's great during test taking. But this is the type of item that will go home with many of our students, as extras that our school provides. So I want to thank you again for allowing me to speak, and for keeping April as Autism Awareness Month and supporting our students.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A resolution or a proclamation to be approved, and because of today's technology world that we live in, we had a breakdown in getting that resolution proclamation.
I thought I missed something.
So we were scrambling around here prior to the meeting, hoping to get a copy, but they didn't come through yet. So anyway.
When we get, should we add that to our new business to pass the resolution, and so that we can get it on the books for her, and we will sign it and do everything that we need to do.
Thanks.
We can go about that motion for this
evening. Either that, or you could do it at under the current agenda item under the presentation resolution. But it's whatever the wish of the council.
While we're here, what's the wishes of the council? Would you like to pass the proclamation that we recognize April as National Autism Month?
Yes.
All right. Is that your motion, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. We have a motion. Is it second?
I'll second.
All right. We have second and third. All right. Any discussion?
This is the same proclamation we did last year. Right?
Yes.
Same
word,
same
everything.
Yep.
This is to ratify that. And if you would call for the vote, please.
All right. Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes. I know it's not a tiebreaker, but I vote yes. All right. Thank you all very much.
Well, thank you all.
All right. With the town attorney's report of acres, acres, and acres. Do you have anything for us there?
Nothing to report this evening.
Nothing to report. All right. Did you write that speech?
Dad, don't say anything.
Just checking. Just checking. All right. Chief, the floor is yours if you would like.
No report, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Yeah. Keep up the good work, will you? And town manager report.
Yes, Mayor and Council, several things. Just about when you think the winter's done, you get a call from VDOT telling you to for our guys to load the trucks back up, and then nothing happens. And then, you know, a week goes by, and you know, another snow is in the forecast. So we've been busy putting equipment on and off of trucks. But anyway, I think we're going to start seeing a little warmer weather, and hopefully, we don't have to put on the snow plows or hoppers anymore this winter season. But anyway, the sidewalk project, I think everybody can see that is kind of wrapping up. They've done some restoration the last couple days, and there will be a fence that will be installed over the end wall down on the northern end, and then the fence that goes through the Francis Field will have to be put back. And then there's a couple other minor items, punch list items that will need to be taken care of. But for all intents and purposes, the installation of the sidewalk is all the sidewalk has been installed. So I think it's turned out really well. I've continued to get a lot of good compliments from people not only here in Mount Jackson, but from other parts of the county as well. So we're very pleased and happy about that. The well project is out to bid, and the bid opening will be next Wednesday, April 18th. So we're looking forward to getting those bids in, and so we'll see how that turns out, and hopefully we'll be coming back to the council in May to award that contract. The Little League had their opening ceremonies, and pleased to report that the Little League scoreboard that got struck by lightning last fall, the new one came in. We were thinking that possibly wouldn't be there for opening ceremonies, but it did, and I think everything, as far as the scoreboard went, operationally, it went all fine. So I know I rode by the Little League field there Saturday evening, and the flurries were flying, but the lights were on and kids were still playing. So
some of those kids have been out there since about 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
that morning.
So
anyway, snow for this old day.
I think that's about all I have. I got obviously I have some things later on in the agenda.
I'm just gonna add on to yours. Some of you may have, or may not have noticed, but the town hall, the building, is shining a little bit better. We had a company come in, and I didn't write down the name of the company. You have that offhand. I know, I put you in the spot too.
Oh, it's new to me too.
I know, it's a new company. They came in and they did a phenomenal job of power washing, cleaning, and doing the building. I don't know if you all knew it, but our building is white now. Apparently that's what it was. And it looks good. I noticed back on Easter morning, I was walking around between services, and there's some, the Veterans Park looks to be like it's starting to collect a little bit of age to it and needs some attention. So I asked Kevin to reach out to them since they did such a good job, if they would address Veterans Park and possibly power wash that and get that looking good. They said not only would they do that, but they wanted to do that in kind and donate that to the town, be it that it's Veterans Park. So that is very nice, and we will. I thank them on our Facebook page, and it has left me the name of the company, and I'm embarrassed for that. But we have. We'll make sure to thank them, and I'm sure if they do a quarter of the job over there, it'll be nice. Yeah. All right, we'll move on to committee reports. Councilman Shepherd, the floor is yours with finance.
Briefly, because I have all the new business on tonight's agenda, so I'll just wait till then. Thank you very much.
All right. Councilman Andrew, ordinance?
That's the report, sir.
All right, sir. Councilman Piper?
Nothing to report at this time.
All right.
Public services?
Nothing to report at this time. All right. Public safety? Seems you're paying attention.
Just some things off the police report and also off of the rescue and fire report. In March, the police had a total of 447 calls for service, and that's up 101 from February. And under their criminal offenses, they had 8 reported from March, and of those 8, half, 4 have been cleared or closed, and the other half are still under investigation while the charges are still pending. 3 open doors in 3 different locations were found. That's not so bad, but we do hope we can get that down. In the rescue and fire report, total number of responses from March was 87, and that's down 10 from the report in February. The EMS responses was 62, which is down 16 from February, and fire responses were 25, which is up 6 from February. And David has included in his report their very successful Easter breakfast and bake sale and egg hunt, where they fed 306 people, including the Easter Bunny. And it also reminds us that they have their next steak dinner coming up on May 12th from 4 until 7. And I guess tickets are available at the usual spaces, usual spots.
Yeah, whoever you know, the member, they have tickets.
Okay. And also the fire and rescue department is hosting a Meet the Candidates gathering on the 24th of this month at their event center.
Yeah, that'll be posted on our signs plus around town and hopefully in the newspaper too. Get it out so people will know about it. We've had a real good response from that so far. Who's going to be there?
Good. Glad you're doing that. And the Easter breakfast, that was phenomenal. It was great. Anything else? All right, thank you. And public properties.
I'm going to a conference at Roanoke tomorrow about a grant for playground equipment, so I'm excited about that. And then everything else is just sort of anything.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to move on to the consent agenda at this time. What is your pleasure?
I move for approval of the consent agenda.
A motion made. Where's the second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Any discussion? Call for the vote, please.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Mr. Piper?
Yes.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
All right. Consent agenda passes. We're going to move into old business, and the first item is 03-2018 annexation request by Dennis and Doris Moore. And at this time, Mr. Town Manager, if you would like to, thank everyone, of course, we've been through several meetings with this, but one last time.
You have for you tonight the ordinance to annex the property owned by Dennis and Doris Morris along Caverns Road. It's just a little under 9 acres of property. And we had the joint public hearing last Monday, April the 2nd. The Planning Commission met after that meeting in their regular session and voted to recommend approval of the request for annexation. I invited Mr. Pangle back this evening in case the town council had any questions of Mr. Pangle and the project. The ordinance is pretty standard. It will go into effect on midnight June the 30th of 2018 if the council so approves the annexation.
All right. Thank you again for being with us, Mr. Pangle. Council, is there any questions on this matter? Now we've all heard this. What's your pleasure?
I recommend that we accept the annexation.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Motion made, properly second. Is there any discussion?
Mayor, just briefly if I could.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to, for the record, that this does not involve rezoning this property at all. It's just the owner's request to move this property into the town of Mount Jackson. This is not a rezoning issue at all. It was some discussion that might have been. I just want to make the record.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
It's just an annexation.
Yeah, yep. That's a good point, Mr. Shepherd. The property will be brought in as it currently is zoned in the county. 2.33 acres will be zoned R2, and 6.4 acres will be zoned A1. And so we're bringing it as the county has it zoned currently.
Very good. Thank you for bringing that up. That's a great point. All right. Hearing nothing else, we'll call for the vote.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
All right, and that too passes. Thank you all very much.
Mr. Mayor, I will say I did not mention, but there will be several attachments to go along with this ordinance. So one will be the actual town and county agreement that was approved back, I believe, back in Delaney's. And then the survey plat, the meets and bounds and so forth. So there'll be some other documents to be attached to this, but I did not include all that information.
Sure. Thank you for letting us know. All right. We're gonna move on. Of course, item two has been taken. So we're gonna move on to item number three. Oh, 02-2018. And this is amending section 62-6C, procedure upon non-payment of water and sewer bills. Of course, we already talked about that earlier in the public hearing. So, anything needs to be brought up at this point, I work with the pleasure of the council.
I'll move the approval of the amending section 62.6.
Second.
Thank you very much. Motion made, properly second. Any discussion? Call for the vote, please.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
All right, thank you all. That passes. No more old business for this evening, so we will move on to new. Next is the resolution 01-2018. I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In your packet on Friday, you had lots and lots and lots of numbers. And I want to first compliment the staff for preparing not only the budget to be ready to propose for next fiscal year, but also at the same time doing an amended budget for our current fiscal year. So we'll first look at the amending our current budget. There's a few adjustments that need to be made. It's kind of borderline whether we really need to do an amended budget, but it's close enough that I thought we ought to go on and do this. So I propose that we set a public hearing for May 8th at 7:30 to amend our current Mount Jackson Town budget.
All right. And the motion has been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you very much. All right, so the motion is made to set the public hearing for May 8th here, 7:30 p.m. Is there any discussion? Call for the vote, please.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
All right, that two passes. And continuing on, I will keep the floor with you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Our next item is Ordinance 04-2018. This is our budget for the coming fiscal year that starts on July 1st. And the staff has given you a complete packet with information and changes and whatnot. It's not significant major changes in there. But I propose we set a public hearing for May 8th council meeting.
All right. Once again, we have a main motion. Have another public hearing on this matter, same time, same place. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you very much. Any discussion? Yes.
In looking through the proposal for FY19, I was happy to see that we are including the proposal to fund the re-roofing of the Unity Church. I know we got all got communication about that, and I think we all responded that we felt like that was a good,
definitely,
good thing to do, was take how we take responsibility for that. The other thing which jumped out at me, which I don't remember receiving any communication about, was the addition of an assistant town manager to the staff. That seems to be a pretty major addition to our staff, and I'm not advocating for or against it, but I'm just wondering why there was no communication about that when we had no communication about re-roofing the new church.
That
I'm on the personnel committee, and it didn't come to personnel.
Sure, sure. Now, that has come up in discussion, and I did not send it out, but that had been an in-house discussion about moving forward with how crunched we had been with staffing, and that they crunched the numbers to see if that was something that could be brought to the table. As you know, from the past 4 years, we had several members, high-ranking members, out,
mm-hmm,
and trying to get things done in the office. We are back again being shorthanded. So that's why, if it could be done, it was put into the budget to see if it could be, if the money was there and the numbers were there.
Mm-hmm.
So
again,
that's
I'm not
sure
advocating saying no or
sure
against it, but I just felt like something that we're adding a staff member at that level might have been communicated to the council that we would expect to see that in the
sure
budget.
And that's where this will come up into the discussion. Sure. Anything else?
Have we gotten another estimate on that roof? The trustees of the Union Church are gathering up some estimates of what it's cost to replace that. And
that price is way off.
Well, that's kind of what actually they did get one bid that was in that vicinity. And
yeah,
they have some of their own funds in there as well. So they wanted some help with refurbishing and redoing that roof before it got too late.
I would recommend that they look at the roofing over the Broadway sheet metal.
Now, I've encouraged them to be sure they have several bids that they can do. And of course, the council doesn't agree with this, speak up, but I'm kind of thinking they ought to act as a general contractor on that, because if they're the trustees of the Union Church, and essentially our role is to make a donation to repair that roof and renovate that roof. But I'm kind of hesitant, like you are, as I want to make sure it's the best price, the best contractor, and the most historically accurate replacement as well.
Yeah.
But they're good people on the trustees there, so I think it'll all work out well. And I encourage you, you're getting some public money, so you got a pretty fair and open disclosure. Who your bids are from and what they look like. So we're not just going to throw money on the table and run away. They'll have to advocate why they have chosen a good roofing company.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Any more discussion? We'll call for the vote.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
All right, and that two passes. And next, item number three, this was brought back some time ago. I actually brought it up in my mayor's comments a couple months ago, and asked Kevin to look into that, if you come up with your findings for everyone.
Yeah, of course, I had the information that you shared from the town of Woodstock, and had a conversation with the refuge firm, ADS, on Friday, and it's being processed up their chain. I had another conversation today with a lady with ADS, and it looks like it's something that we, if the council so wishes, we could start probably July the 1st. They need to make sure that they have enough containers on their end to supply the town residents. But basically what it is, there's two sizes of containers that a resident could could lease. And it's a dollar a month per container. They have a container that is 64 gallon, or one that is 96 gallon. And they have one that's for just regular, normal trash collection, and then recycling bins or containers, both sizes for both categories. So I've got Woodstock's information that they sent out to their residents, and you know, think it's something that we could certainly, you know, no use to reinvent the wheel.
Sure.
So if the council is interested in that program, then we could proceed further. But I think the earliest that we would start would be July 1st.
Sure, that makes sense. It seems to be well received in Woodstock. I've had several people come ask me about it. One of which actually works for the town, lives here, and just seems to keep people. You know, we have the one that we furnish. Like, when that doesn't take long for that to get filled up quick, so people are having to keep stuff either in a garage or in bags or whatever. So this would hopefully be able to help people who say, well, I'm tired of holding trash for 2 weeks to recycle. They'd have a better item to put out there.
They have to do?
Nope, it's totally at the discretion of the, if no one wants to do it, that's totally up to them. If you need a recycling bin and you need a better trash bin, it'll be a dollar each for, and you can pick your size. Yeah, it just gives folks who want to be able, I think you'll see if it's utilized, it'll be more for the recycling side than it will be for the actual trash side of things. To me, that's what it looks like coming through Woodstock. You see more of the recycling, and it just allows people to hold on to more since we're at a 2 week interval. What's the wishes of the board?
Are we at this point just saying yes, go ahead, or are we still looking into it?
No, we've already, Kevin reached out to Woodstock and to ADS and make sure, and that's where it came in, that they just need to make sure they have the containers. But there would be a letter that goes out, and the letter would be turned back in. I guess we turn the letter back in. Is that how that was worded there?
Mm-hmm.
And from there, they will drop off the containers to the folks, and they're there, and they have them, and they can recycle more or use them as trash or what have you. And it's not a, I'm going to do it, and now I have to do it forever.
Right.
You can do it on a month-by-month basis. You can do it however long you need it. So if you were having something going on, and you knew you needed bigger containers for a dollar, you would tell them you need one, they would drop it off, and you would have more. So it just gives a little bit, kind of builds off of the recycling program that we already offer. Just gives some folks, if they needed a larger container, the option to maybe participate a little bit more.
And that includes the cart? The cart?
The $1 is whichever, the 64, the 96. Container, and you decide if it's, you tell us if you want recycling or if you need it for the refuge.
I think that what Dennis might be getting to is that for those of us that needed more recycling space, we can continue to use the containers we bought ourselves to.
Oh, yeah.
We have to,
no, you don't have to do anything.
Okay.
No, we are not making anyone, we're not doing anything. We're just giving those that might want, instead of going out and buying these containers, they can rent them, lease them.
Yeah.
So just giving them a little bit more option than the containers that they already are using. That's totally up to you.
Yeah, I would move that we move forward with giving residents the option to participate in the recycling cart lease program.
I'll second.
Thank you. All right, we have a motion made, and it is second. Is there any discussion?
What's the impact on the I want to collect this on the bookkeeping?
We'd have to build it. We'd have to add it to our water and sewer building. That I don't know if we have that capabilities or not.
I think we can build most any surveys that we want to.
We'll have some issues in terms of which of our citizens have the dollar and which don't, but we certainly conquer bigger problems than that.
There you pay that off, you don't pay.
Alright, call for the vote.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
Thank you all very much. Alright, there's nothing else to come forward to council tonight, I'll entertain the motion of adjournment.
I assume you adjourn.
Thank you all very much, have a great evening.